This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
Dude, this is so fucking funny right now.
What do you see?
You. I just see you in black
and white. Oh, because you've got the pass-through thing.
Yeah. Dude, I could do this whole fucking thing like this.
What if you did?
No, don't. Tracking loss. No, not this time. You tell me when.
Oh, we're going, yeah. Oh, great. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
You're good? Put on those monitors, will you?
Look how...
How old are you now? How many are you now?
Look how many fingers I can put up.
How many are you now, man?
When
do you think is the last time old people stop asking you how many are you now? Or how old are you now?
After... No, some of them love talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, and how old are you? People have no idea how to talk to children. Oh, and where's this balloon here? Fuck you, man. That's something that will be an adult someday.
What's wrong with talking to a kid like that?
That's fine. It's just that everybody does that.
Such a psychopath thing to do, to be like, "Hi, Thomas. There's a balloon over here. There's the gas station. You're going to have to open up a 401k.
No, it's more like this. Oh, Joey, great to see you, man. The kids look great. What's up, champ? Boom. Anyway, so that's it.
That's friend's dad energy.
Okay. So stranger. Okay, so let's see stranger. If there's this little kid going, and the parent,
what is wrong with the kid?
The parent goes, don't even pretend you haven't heard that from a kid in public before.
It's usually coming out of a truck.
Right. Or a kid making this sound of a truck. Yeah. But there's this kid going, ree, ree, and the mom is like, "I'm sorry about my son. He's just really excited about this fucking fire truck or something." Yeah. I'd be like, "Whoa, fire boy. I don't know, man." People don't know how to talk to kids.
Dude, this is my whole point. And I did this for a long time until recently.
Yeah.
I have this hang up when people online are like, you know how when people are like this?
Yeah.
And they're not talking about people.
They're talking about themselves.
They're talking about themselves. Or a lot of times when people are like, ugh, men are like this, you're really just talking about everyone you've dated in the past.
Oh, totally. Totally. But you should know better than anybody, Mike, that comedy is very much based on your own experience.
Yes.
Those are just people going like, I am outwardly proving that this is everyone's experience. And that's where it starts to get kind of
that's
like,
the disconnect. Right. That's you talk about your own experience all day, but you say, you say your experience.
Right.
You don't be like, oh, you know what everyone's deal is at the same time?
Right.
You know how everyone's the same person?
Right. Right. That you just do it and then you hope
that you hit a lot of them.
You hit a lot.
You cast a wide enough net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking of one in my head the other day because
you know how everybody care.
Does this make sense to you? I mean, it's kind of loud. Yeah. No, it's kind of loud. I think I fucked it.
Because I feel like my thoughts are bleeding.
How does that feel? Does that feel a little better?
Better than all right. Yeah. Ooh, that's nice. Can we just sit in this for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, mon chéri, you look beautiful tonight. You smell like the thousand roses I put down on the ground to bring you into my boudoir.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and walking me to this boudoir this evening. Thank you for smelling my neck.
I want to take a deeper breath of your neck, Madame Sherry.
Okay, feel free to take a deep breath, but also keep in mind I have to get going soon. Okay, we didn't agree on that part.
It smells like nacho cheese. Nacho cheese.
Just eat nachos before you invite me to the
I'm gonna suck you down into my nasal passages.
My Uber is here, and I have to go.
Yeah, please. No, I need to dip my chip into the nacho cheese.
We can't have a fun time. We can't have a fun piece of music playing without being perverts or weirdos about it.
That's another we instead of. That's and welcome back. Let's start it with me taking off the.
Damn, thing. That's so funny. That's so funny. So I was thinking one the other day, and I'm workshopping it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to draw. I feel really strongly about this.
Okay.
But it is my own experience, and. To a degree that, like, maybe not everyone will relate to.
That's okay.
But I hope a lot of people can relate to this.
Yeah.
But do you have a friend? Do you know somebody?
You know everyone has a friend. Yeah, okay.
I feel like a lot of people have this friend that gives off this kind of energy.
Yeah.
Remember when you were a kid and you were swimming in the pool? You ever swim in a pool when you were a kid?
Sometimes. Okay. Probably not as often.
My mom was like, swimming lessons was a super important thing.
Yeah,
for us.
I had those, yeah.
Right, because it's like, you know, you don't want to drown. It's important that if for some reason the children end up in a body of water.
If the children are ever lost at sea.
If the children ever wander off into the night and get lost at sea, it's important
so
that they're able to at least
swim to shore
or keep themselves afloat or whatever.
Yes.
Or not drown right away.
Tread water is important. You don't want a kid to drown.
So, okay. So already I think I'm singling you out on this.
Okay.
But if you ever remember swimming in a pool, a public pool, or a pool where, like, maybe you went to a hotel and you were swimming in the hotel pool.
Where there's other randos.
Other kids and stuff and other people swimming around. When I was a kid, for some reason.
You started three stories.
There was always a kid in the pool.
Yeah.
This is the Lord of the Rings version. There's a bunch of endings.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, for some reason, there was always some other kid in the pool that was like a weirdo.
Okay.
That was a little weird. And what I mean by that
can
is...
Can you describe things that
yes.
the kid would do?
So one specific thing that I recall was you'd be swimming around. Sorry, I'm spitting everywhere.
That's okay.
You'd be swimming around with your like little goggles on, your little kid goggles, with, like maybe a little baby duck on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's cute.
It left an imprint in your head because it was hard plastic.
Yeah. And you'd be swimming through the water. And then all of a sudden, this weird kid, the weird kid, would swim up to you. And just stare at you. Like, swim right in front of your face.
This is good.
With like a normal face and just staring at you. And you're like, and then they just come back in the
and you're on the wall and you're kind of you're doing
and they're just like and they're just staring at you and being weird. To me, there was always that
the
kid.
Goggles are so foggy.
So foggy. And then boogers.
Always boogers.
Always fucking boogers.
Yeah.
And the too much drinking pool water. Coughing. It's like, Jesus, kid.
And he comes up and he looks at his parent who is not paying attention.
Yeah.
And he says something like, I saw their feet.
Yeah. Listen, I'm balls deep in this John Grisham.
And try to cheat on your dad over
here. I'm about to come. Get at it. Go be weird in the pool. Go stare at someone else.
I'm drunk in the sun.
Okay, so if you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
then what I've been workshopping is that some of us in adulthood have friends who give off that energy. The weird kid in the pool energy.
This, I'm a big fan of this.
Right?
This is great. This is terrific.
See? And you just gotta throw them out there and see which one.
Yeah. So fits. What does the adult do?
Well, you know.
What translates? They always have boogers on their nose.
You know, they're just weird still. And to a degree where you're like,
I'll give you a weird thing an adult does. Talk close.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. If you talk close, if you can't stick your hands all the way out and still not hit the person you're talking to, you are too close. Very important to not be too close.
Totally.
Yeah.
I want to do really specific ones, but I think it will be, I think it's too close.
The people will know that we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
I just have one question. Okay. Is that okay? Will that do more good than it does damage or cause awkwardness? Will it save a life?
You know what, man? And you know what you're doing is?
Being a bad person.
Yeah, you're being like, let's do it for the bit, baby.
Or
but
for the betterment.
But like, see, but you're really good at like making a decision that is good, but also could be kind of fucked up and
has
funny.
Consequences.
And at the expense of someone else. Yeah. But still good. Because like,
I'm still trying to think about if it's worth it.
I mean, look, some of us have weird friends
who
are a little socially strange.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And to me, that feels like weird kid in the pool energy.
Yeah, I like that. We can
and
just
I
leave
think
it
that's
there.
That.
I like that a lot. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. I've been thinking about because I'm not sure if people can relate enough to it.
It's like stand up almost.
Yeah, exactly. So if it works.
Not almost. That's like a stand up. Or it could
be.
Yeah.
I think it can connect to the. The youth. People don't know how to talk to children. Bit. Connect to the
youth. Single people, you can make it more specific and say like single people, you know.
Oh, sure.
Have a really hard time.
Yeah,
Single people in their 30s have a difficult
there you
time.
Go. Yeah.
Because either you love them, or you're like, I've chosen. That you're not going to be a part of my life.
But now you're
here and we have to talk to each other.
This segment should be called Mike Helps Steve Figure Out a
How
set,
to talk to children.
A comedy set. How to talk to children.
Okay.
Because I think you could start that whole thing with a, this is how old I am, 39.
Yeah, tell me a little bit
about
yourself.
I'm not married. I don't have kids.
Yes.
And I never, ever want kids.
Yeah.
And, but as a result of that, as a result of being a 39-year-old man without children, it is increasingly difficult to speak to children the older I get.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had the experience of being around a child 24/7 to learn about, okay, well, here's how you do that.
Yes.
And like, you know, I am an uncle and I don't see my nephews super often.
Right. I have made the decision to wait until 16 to enter into conversation
because right now they're just cereal, you know, they're just candy bars,
they're just places you put cereal,
they're just a thing that you could put a shirt on if you wanted.
It's kind of a wet thing you could put a shirt
on. They're just wet, loud thing you could put pants on, and then because I was thinking, man, there's gonna be a point where I'm gonna wanna take those kids to Disneyland, you know, but not yet, because it's still the annoying as fuck part. They need to be like, you know, I'd say
30.
Like, what's a good, so you could take a kid, someone's kid, to Disneyland. Like, if someone so if someone came to you, Mike, you could take anyone. Let's see what, let's try this. Let's go door to door and we'll see if someone will let you take their kid to Disneyland.
It's just us and a cameraman.
Yeah, just the way we're dressed right now.
We want to take your kid to Disneyland.
Fucking eyes red from obviously pot.
I wonder how many people would even say a word. I wonder how many door slams versus words being said, well, exchanged.
This city, I feel like so many people would be like, okay, well, this is a TikTok or a hidden camera or a movie.
So they would
or
go
viral.
Like, get gussied up real fast.
Some people. Mm. I think a lot of people wouldn't even open the door. Excuse me, do you have children? These two bearded hippies, Cheech and Chong, come to your door and ask if we could take your kids to Disneyland.
I'd leave my kid with the real Cheech and Chong.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd let my kids go to Disneyland.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me, man?
Not us, though.
They're probably like just at the point where they're like, this kid's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
And then they treat him like cool.
They treat him like a guy.
Like a guy. Yeah. Those are two guys that know how to treat children. They know how to communicate with children.
Well, they've also had their own families, I think.
For certain, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have friends with kids?
Yes.
Like what's the youngest? Friend. I mean, that's kind of a hard question to just answer.
The youngest friend I have with kids. Well, my cousins have kids now back home, and they're
okay. But let's take family out of the equation because that's a little different. Is there an age of a kid that you feel like you wouldn't be able to handle at Disneyland on your own?
Me personally,
yeah, like a friend's kid. Okay, well, or a family member's kid, like. What's the age where you're like, I can't do that?
Well, I don't want to carry around a baby.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't trust myself with that.
Certainly not. Not in public.
I don't want to mess up your baby. Right. I don't want to leave it out in the sun or whatever.
Right. You don't know how, dude, would you even know how to handle a baby?
I'd like to think that some instincts would kick in.
Yeah.
But I don't
know. But not maternal ones.
No, no, no.
Which are the more important ones.
Like if it's crying, I know you take it to a different part of the park.
Yeah.
Because it's maybe not into that part of the park.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. It hasn't seen Star Wars, so if it starts crying, you take it into somewhere else.
Let's make a reality show where we pick random people to take care of an infant at Disneyland.
Just see it. No, because I think that the downside is too much. There would have to be people around them all the time.
Yeah, like making sure it was okay.
Like a human wall. But I was also
like no diapers. You don't want diapers.
No, I don't want diapers.
You don't want
for somebody else's kid. Are you out of control?
I know.
Are you out of your mind?
I know. I know. I know. I wouldn't be.
That is like the only exception would be if family needed that to happen.
So,
but I would never do that for a friend's kid.
So a family member's like 2-year-old.
Yeah. 2-year-old. See, even that's a lot. I don't know if I can handle that.
That's like the kid.
I don't know. Because there are some bomb-ass 2-year-olds.
Totally.
But for the most part, they're pretty ruckus, and they need to, like...
A lot of energy.
You need to, like, know your kid, I think. Or know about... You need to have that. And you, like, Zoya helped raise a lot of her family. Zoya raised all...
Zoya raised her mom.
We don't have kids, but she's extremely good with kids.
Yeah.
I wasn't around babies as much. Being like an only child, I didn't like watch a baby grow up in the house.
This could get
But
me.
I was a camp counselor for a summer camp counselor. So if you're like in grade school or through high school, like we can hang out and have a good time.
I kind of remember in like fourth and fifth grade. In my school, we would have this thing called Field Day.
Uh-huh. We had that.
And it was like a day where you spent the whole day playing kind of like outdoor activity
games. All
day gym. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cool. And there were prizes and there was like pizza and punch and shit.
Yeah.
And your team would be someone from each grade.
Yes.
Is that how yours worked too?
I think so. And it was like red, white, and blue team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for mine, it was like we'd have the first grader, the second grader, the third grader, and then the fourth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it went all the way. I don't know. I can't remember how many there were. But I remember that was like my first experience with like someone else's
looking after a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like I'd been around my little cousins and shit. And like at a certain point when you're the older cousin – you're kind of expected to like watch over the little ones at the family events and stuff like that. So I'd kind of had some of that, but this was like my first experience with like a stranger's kid.
Yeah.
And it was like, interesting because you're like, I don't have to really care about this kid.
But not if you don't want to win the relay.
Right, right. Who's got the steadiest hand for that egg on the spoon thing?
Okay, so I don't know a lot about you. You got snots on your face. Are you fast?
Yeah, who's fast here?
Raise your hand if you're fast, I guess. I'm the fastest in the world.
Okay, well. And where's the science?
I can fly, so we'll probably win.
I can fly, but I don't want to right now. I couldn't. Possibly do it now.
Anyway, did you know that Christopher Columbus discovered Earth?
That kid gives off weird kid in the pool energy.
That kid is. That's the weird kid in the pool out of the pool.
Yeah.
Weird out of water.
He decides to be talkative. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. Yes, he's still wearing the goggles.
Okay, but see, now we're getting close to.
Don't do that. Don't do. Welcome back. First of all.
So, anyway, I just think I couldn't take, like, I'm trying to think of what the best age to be to take my nephews to, like, Disneyland would be. Because that's something I definitely want to do.
Uh-huh.
I want it, because I'm already the cool uncle that brings them toys and, like.
I think I was like, in sixth grade the first time. But it's a different experience, because I was on the East Coast, and we had to, like, fly to Orlando. You're, like. 45 minutes away.
Right, we were a family car ride away.
Yeah. So maybe I think because of that, younger is better.
Right. Interesting.
But you would know you love it. All you got to do is like talk about why you love it.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's going to a place you love and having the added responsibility of a person's life.
How old
are they now?
Yeah.
So one of them is 10, 9.
Mm-hmm. Which I think would be cool.
I'm gonna get
in
trouble. Let me call my mom.
That's okay. Call the kids.
Let me call my mom and we'll find out. Right? I just
fucking yoked all over myself. Spit.
Let's find out. I'm a bad uncle. I don't know their ages off the top of my head.
They call you Tio?
Yeah.
That's very cute.
Hi, Mijo.
Hey, Mom. It's Dynamic Banter. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hi, Dynamic Banter.
With me and Mike. But I wanted to ask you something because we're talking about the nephews. We're talking about your grandchildren.
Oh. Great.
How old are those little bastards?
My grandchildren?
Yes.
It's like, don't ever talk about my grandchildren
five
like that.
5 years old.
Oh, shit.
Six months.
Oh, shit. I was like 10. Elijah's 10.
Elijah is
10. Yeah, see? Oh, good. Woo! I'm not a bad uncle!
No, kind of, by celebrating
it. You're a good uncle. They love you.
No, I was just trying to figure out their ages really quick, and I knew you'd know right away.
I just have to bleep all your... the half of the words you
no they should know that shit. Who cares?
This is why you can't take kids to Disneyland.
Well, see, that's why I'm waiting.
These are kids that are being raised without even believing in Santa Claus.
Oh, is that what Frank's doing to him?
Yes.
How early was that? I remember Frank and I had a big talk about it because we were like, are you going to talk about Santa? Are you going to talk about God? All that stuff.
Santa and God.
And then I said one day, I told Frankie one day, they're going to say there was a man named Jesus, and they're going to say, who?
Ha! Well, I mean, I know you don't like that, Mom, but you know what? It's the 90s now, you know?
I know.
It's the MTV generation.
It's not the 60s anymore, Mom.
No, it sure isn't, my love.
It's not Shagadelic anymore.
The hippies killed religion.
The hippies brought godlessness into this world.
Well, you totally have turned me around, Steve.
What does that mean?
You're the reason your mom doesn't believe in
God. I'm the reason now, yeah. Well, I'm glad, Mom. Because she listens to this podcast. We were talking about what age I would like to take the kids to Disneyland.
Oh, totally now.
No.
Why do you think
that? Maybe Elijah, but man, don't you think me and Elijah, I don't want to deal with Elijah's bullshit at Disneyland right now.
Does he want to go with you?
No, Elijah's great. Listen, I'm not trying to shit talk my nephews. I love them. They're great. But you know, I'm just saying kids at that age in general. I'm just saying, like, I want to be maybe like 12 would be a good.
Although he's getting cool because next year he goes to junior high.
Then he's not going to want to hang out with you anymore.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I got to get in before that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Okay, he's like, oh, my uncle.
He's going to be like, my uncle's an internet person. My uncle has a podcast.
My uncle's such a, like a boomer. Like, you're going to call me a zoomer or a boomer.
Yeah,
or something.
Pretty soon you're going to be.
My uncle's chuggy.
Cool again. My uncle's so chuggy and cringe. Oh no, they're gonna think I'm cringe! Oh no, I don't want my nephews to think I'm cringe.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right. Well, thank you, Mom. I just wanted that little bit of juice.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the age differences, you know. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. God knows I exposed you guys to movies and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. And a lot of people listening to this are glad you did as well, Mom.
You did a good job.
You did a great job. Well, you did a job. All right, Mom.
Mike, everybody, I send you many, many muchos abrazos.
I just hung up on her.
No, never do that.
I'm kidding. I
would leave right now.
I would not.
I love you too, Mama. Thank you.
But how kind of funny would it? Just a little funny.
I would just get up and leave my own house.
I'm sorry, Mom. Go ahead. That's me. You raised a little wacky boy.
I'm going to send you the boo-boo in the middle of the night.
The boo-boo, no! All right, Mom. I love you very much. We'll talk soon.
I love you guys a lot. Take care.
Thank you, Mom. Bye.
Banter,
she's the best. Why don't we have a shirt with her face on it?
Just like a big smiling mom. Yes. I would love that. She would love that, too.
Dude, speaking of which, we should talk a little bit.
Yes.
Let's take a little break, a little pause for the cause. That. We'll do the ads. But before that, let's do ads for ourselves. The other week, we were talking about food delivery services and how much we love them so much. We made up a little song about our love for food delivery services.
How hungry we were.
And then we designed a t-shirt that says, Born Hungry. So if you want to have a t-shirt, I think it's this weekend only Byron's doing it. And we'll do every order that comes in this weekend, we'll print. And then maybe there will be some left over at the end. But so this weekend we drop a shirt. It says Born Hungry.
I love it. I can't wait.
And thank you two times. And also there's this poster. Remember when we talked about how this podcast is like the only way to turn it off is to turn it all the way up first. So there's this poster coming out based on an art that we got in art FT that we got from you guys. And it's called All the Way Off. And it's just a big volume knob. And you could it's turned up to 10. And then after 10, it says off. So poster and a t-shirt this week.
It's got to be loud. You got to make this podcast as loud as you could possibly.
It's either loud
make
or off. Don't listen to this podcast.
It's loud. It's get loud or get out.
Started this show by saying, is it a little loud this week?
Yeah. Oh, we got a little loud.
Anyway, I have that and shows, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Wonderful. Well, great job, Mike.
Great job.
That was good. All right, shall we jump into these big boy ads?
Yeah.
All right, let's get some music going.
I'll be over here on the ones and twos.
Yeah, DJ Belch.
Backing into the 21st century.
Let's get gassy. Burps with his hiccup.
Great. This is great.
We getting gassy. Can you put an echo on the music track? Yeah, everybody get crazy! Ooh, baby, I'm gassy!
That was kind of a fart. I DJ Belch, but sometimes also I fart. This is why we kill a tempted captain of the world.
Cloud.
Who's throwing up with the This is what happens when
Dude, that's like somebody having a bad time at the bathroom of their club. That's when you throw up. That's what it sounds like when you throw up in Las Vegas.
Hey Joe, you alright there?
Hey, come on, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, I'm gonna be alright.
Finally, be left. I wonder if my neighbor is home when we're doing this.
Dude, imagine people dancing to that. With all the fucking burps going on. dude, here's the deal. Obviously, farts are funnier than burps.
Obviously, dude.
But man, a good burp, a good well-placed burp is quite a funny bit.
And yeah. You ain't lying.
You know what Steve. Makes me burp sometimes, Mike?
What's that?
Yummy food.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Yummy food is the leading cause of burps.
That's right. Doctors, 9 out of 10 doctors agree. That one doctor's like, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about yummy food making burps. But here's what I'll say. Speaking of yummy food, HelloFresh is one of our sponsors today. And we just love HelloFresh. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
In my tummy, tummy, tummy.
Right in our tum-tum.
Yummy in my tummy.
And, you know, sometimes you want to eat some hungy and you ain't got nothing in the fridge.
That's what it says there.
It says it in the copy, yeah. Sometimes you... sometimes you need some hungy and you don't got it on you. Well, HelloFresh is here to bring that hungy right
They'll
to
teach you how to make a gaudy.
They'll
on.
Make your own hungy. You can make your own hungy. And you know what, guys? The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout or learning to cook. Learning to cook! Excuse me. Or prioritizing your wellness. How about that? HelloFresh is here to help with endless options. Endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. There you go. The drum set's got something to say about it. We're talking about farm fresh ingredients, Mike. That's what we're talking about. Farm fresh ingredients delivered directly to your door. Pre-portioned, perfectly portioned items so that you can make it at home and you're like a world-class chef. You're like a world-class chef. That's right, guys. Be a world-class, be your own world-class chef by going to HelloFresh.com/banter16. And why? Why 16? You're asking yourself. Is that how old?
I am. No, you're a world-class chef. And with Banter 16, the code means you get 16 free meals. Guys, 16.
That's true.
Jackpot. Jackpot. So guys, go to HelloFresh.com/banter16. Use that code BANTER16 for up to 16 free meals.
Jack.
And wow. Yeah. Guess what? There's an and.
No.
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you there is. You can get 3 free gifts.
Please.
Yes. I'm telling you, 3 free. You get 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
That's 2 of them.
That's right. That's only 2.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes, I know. I hear you. I hear you, buddy.
Anyway, we got to finish.
HelloFresh.com/banter16.
Please.
Yes, and use code BANTER16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Guys, get that farm fresh stuff delivered directly.
Please.
To your door and your mouth.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Please.
No more question.
No. Please. No. No.
Well,
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
So guys, please go to HelloFresh.com/banter16. Use that code BANTER16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Thank you, HelloFresh! Oh!
Okay,
yeah, you know what? I was just thinking about how
are you screaming the whole time? Do this, go into this part.
Listen, because I'm feeling a lot of aggressiveness inside of me. Because...
Why are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you, man.
Because it hurts.
No, I'm not mad at you. What I'm telling you is that I'm mad when traditional banks let me down.
Now I get it.
You get it, man. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. Traditional banks let me down all the time with fees, long lines, and apps where you're like, this looks gross, and I hate it. And I don't know how to push anything around here. Yeah, well, in comes Current. I'll tell you, and Current is the future of banking. You heard it here first. Where you can send, spend, save and manage your money all from your phone, guys. Huh?
Send, spend, and save. Manage your money all from your phone, guys.
Send,
spend,
and save.
Save.
And manage your money all from your phone. And here's the deal. Current's app is and connected debit card helps you get ahead by giving you faster access to paychecks. Ooh, daddy like, because you put that coin in my pocket and I'm gonna...
And save.
Well, we had to chime in. Oh, man. But I'll tell you, you get faster access to those paychecks and fewer fees and more flexibility, guys. Come on. And I'm telling you, you've heard how angry I am at banks. I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep. Guys, come on, your boy can't sleep. And here's the deal. It's an ad. Someone at Current is listening to this. And with a Current premium account, guys, let's talk about the premium account. You can, if you're a member of that premium account, you can get paid up to 2 days faster on direct deposits because banks hold your money for 48 hours. Did you know that?
I'm so mad at Max!
Spend, and save.
Jack.
And guys, how about this? Here's the best part of being a current premium account member. You get no overdraft fees for up to 100 bone. 100 clams. Which means no more anxiety about getting declined when you swipe. And I'll tell you, there is nothing. Nothing. More embarrassing than when you get an overdraft fee on your account. Nothing in the world. And how about this? When you can earn points on every swipe you make, redeemable for cash rewards. When you usually get nothing for debit cards. Ooh, I'm so mad at those birds. No ATM fees.
Insane.
Dude, on over 40,000 in-network all-point ATMs in the U.S. And that's another way banks ding ya.
Spend.
Helpful spending insights and notifications to track where and when you're spending. And how about this? Easy ways to create savings goals and budgets per spending category, including ability to round up purchases to save while you spend. And for a limited time, you guys get ready for this. You guys ready? Not yet.
It's
guys, for a limited time, we've partnered with Current to give away cash.
I don't get
screaming.
Sorry. I don't give up.
No, we do. Here's the deal, guys. That's right. Current is giving away $200 to 10 podcast listeners in the month of January. And all you got to do is download the Current app from the App or Google Play Store and enter code BANTER for a chance to win $200, guys. No purchase necessary to win. Purchase won't increase chances of winning. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit current.com/banter for full terms and conditions. Current is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Visa debit card issued by Choice Financial Group member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used anywhere, everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Thank you so much, Current.
Sometimes financial commercials remind me of medicine commercials, pharmaceutical.
Yeah, don't take 4 Naxalplan if your body is shivering.
If you're gonna try it.
If you're trying to feel better, don't take this.
Goodness gracious, aspidacious.
Guys, last but not least, we've got one more ad here.
Oh boy.
That's right, it's a Headspace.
Headspace is a good time. It's nice to have Headspace on your phone. You want to relax more? Use an app to do it. I've done it on an airplane with Headspace.
Me too, man.
Mm-hmm.
This last time, this flight we took to the East Coast for the Dynamic Banter Tour.
I don't remember.
I listened to quite a bit of Headspace on the plane, and it was very helpful.
Good. I'm glad we got there.
And you know, sometimes, Mike, it might feel like your mind don't have an off switch.
Mm-hmm. Can't imagine.
Or that tension is constantly traveling through your body at the speed of lightning.
Yes.
Or do you feel tired no matter how much you sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What unlocks the next part of the ad? Yes. Simon says yes.
Well, I'll tell you guys, you can start your year off right because with Headspace, because anything that costs you your mental health is just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year, guys. This is the year. It's time to invest in yourself and finally relieve your ongoing stress, anxiety, and sleeplessness. You know, that's just what the Headspace does. It helps you with it. It's just, you know, you can listen to these meditation instructions or mm-hmm. listen to someone tell you everything's gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take deep breaths, learn how to breathe in and out. Breathing in and out is such an important part of being a human.
Yes.
Involuntarily or no.
Yeah.
When you take control of your breath, so much power is unlocked in that moment.
Yes.
And that's what Headspace is here to do. Help you to unlock this potential to, you know, get through these anxious moments, these stressful moments, these kind of maybe scared moments with these like really helpful, nice, wonderful, you know, little slices of help.
Yes. It's like they're emailing you six words at a time.
Yeah, I've almost got it. Here's the bottom line is however you're feeling, try Headspace at headspace.com/banter and get 1 month free of their entire mindfulness library. Really good stuff there, guys. It's the best that Headspace has to offer. So you go to headspace.com/banter today. Ooh, this is nice. I didn't know Headspace has morning mindfulness routines.
That's nice.
You can do with your kids.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which.
Sleep casts. Wow, there's a lot of good stuff here, guys. Check it out. Look, don't just listen to our dumb mumbles. Go to headspace.com/banter and check it out. Maybe you like what you see. Helps me a lot when I'm kind of freaking out about stuff.
Hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Headspace.
Thank you, Headspace. Headspace is like the opposite of this podcast.
Yeah, it's like a slow down,
yeah.
Calm.
If you're interested in hearing what that sounds like.
All right.
Who's this man?
This is my uncle I invited to the show.
Okay. We're getting the whole family on the show this week.
Whole family's in. The family's in. So you want to jump into some history roads?
Sure.
Does that sound nice?
Yes. All that right. Sounds very nice.
You know what I haven't heard in like a second?
What's that?
The fucking history road theme.
Okay,
hit it. I heard it in a second.
I might have to go check out laundry, is that right?
Yeah, man. Isn't it? This comes from T. Our boy T.
Right.
Or more like Wes, which is a little bit different than T.
West.
It's a hungy road with a thank you for Mike in it.
Oh. This is not a good time to check my laundry.
Maybe right after this one.
Yes.
Hello, Mike and Steve. Long time, first time. Double horn honk. Piss boy. Wes. Here.
Wets.
I have listened to your beautiful disaster of a podcast for some years now. I started, like many people, meeting the large Muppet and stoner Captain Hook through SourceFed. Is that us?
Who's
your stoner Captain Hook?
Oh, okay.
Why would I be? Would I be stoner Captain Hook?
No, you're Large Muppet.
Large Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history, Road. I'm currently on my second or third listen through. I like to put it on at work in the background. That's nice. And scare the absolute shit out of my coworkers.
That's fun.
It's been...
Nothing really hits the spot like you guys do. So thank you for bringing me so many yucks and chucks and inspiring me to be my true, ridiculous, BBB, funny, dazeen boy.
That's what it's about.
For all these years.
That's what it's about, dog.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. You listen to us, be ourselves, you be yourself, and that's the mission statement of the podcast. Be ourselves.
Be our guests. Be ourselves.
Be our guests to be yourself.
I was finally motivated to write you guys after my very own ET and address got me a cameo from Mike for my birthday in December.
Hell yeah.
Jack.
She even painted a disc, golf disc, with the DB logo on it for me as well.
That's very cool.
She's really something. That's bootleg shit. We're going to have our lawyers contact you.
We'll find you, dude.
And we'll find you.
We found all the rest of them.
We got the money for it.
There are people who bootleg our shit online. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty rad.
Isn't it cool how you can get worse quality clothing from somebody else for more expensive?
Jackpot.
For them.
She really is something, guys. I tell you what, I don't think she's ever listened to a full DB, and I don't think she ever will.
Smart.
I can only assume her generosity is a bargaining chip, so she doesn't feel obligated to indulge me by bearing through the honk cast.
Yeah, she's like not gonna go to one of your friend's weddings at some point,
right?
And you're gonna be like, why won't you go with me? She's like, well, I listened to half that podcast. Remember that? On our way to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Whoa, what a time. I wouldn't want to go there either. My dearest informed Mike that I have been dealing with some existential dread lately, to which he responded through the cameo with, I quote, "Look, bud, you just got to get over it."
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I laughed my ass off at this, and frankly, I needed to hear that. I've been learning to become a more comforting and emotional man for her, and to reel back the tough love and the you gotta just get over it mentality. So this was literally perfect for me.
Great.
Thank you, Mike. She also mistyped BD in the message, so Mike said dynamic dancer. I honked pretty good at that too.
Great.
Since I've been listening back to old episodes, I thought it would be fun to categorize the eras of DB, like the first audio samples, the horn era, backyard chicken times, when you guys switched from acoustic to digital voice, and of course the fart era. If that sounds entertaining, I'd love to give it a shot. Gotta say, episode 11 is an absolute banger. You guys were so mean to Elliot that you had to publicly apologize next time he was on.
Was that the Gatorade?
That might have been the one where we made him uncomfortable the entire episode. Because, yeah, it might have been the Gatorade thing.
He told him he was drinking juice like a little kid.
I laughed so hard my sides hurt. Your guys' chemistry and geniuses is a ray of sunshine. If you guys have a show within 100 miles of me, I promise I'll be there.
Where is he?
It's a good question.
Probably already said.
Anyways, that's all, guys. Thanks for everything. No, he didn't say.
Oh, well, we'll guess. How about that?
Please
we'll
don't
throw
say...
darts on a map.
Yeah, we'll be there. He says, please don't say my name. Please don't call me. Shout out to my boy Cooper. Shout out to Derek with Love and Honks Wes. And there's also a number there.
Dude, that'd be funny if Cooper and Derek were roommates. You know, in the metaverse.
Exactly.
Thank you for all of that. Thank you for getting a cameo. Thank you for listening. Dude, I always thought of the eras of this show by the setting of the show.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Like there was the my kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and then there was the studio.
Yeah.
And then there was your place.
Is that the only three? Yeah, I think that's the only three. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you're in a digital void.
Once in a while, we're in a that hurt. I'll be back.
Okay. There's a worst scenario than do not spin lady email here. And I'm excited about this. Ian sends it and says, hey, you two honking outward singing boys. Was scrolling TikTok for hours on end while I disassociated into a meaningless blob. Man, that's so relatable. That's what happens when you're on TikTok, pretty much. You kind of lose yourself and you lose consciousness, kind of. It's kind of like highway hypnosis. You ever driving down the highway and you're just kind of like, whoa, where'd the past 10 minutes go? I don't remember driving details from 10 minutes ago. Guess that's kind of a bad thing, huh? Anyway, but while doing so, I came across the nightmare, this nightmare of a scenario. As the caption said, it lasted for almost 5 minutes. So, would you rather go through the do not spin scenario or the one I've sent you in this email? Love all that you do, da cash man. You call yourself da cash man? Oh man, if Mike was here, he'd really laugh at you. Okay, so I've seen this. This is, you can hear water spraying. It's, so I think Mike did a TikTok about this. You can check out Mike's TikTok, Mike Falzone comedy, maybe? I don't know. Mike, just type in Mike Falzone, you'll find it, on TikTok. But, it's essentially a ski lift. You know, they're kind of high up off the ground. And for some reason, in this particular instance, there looks like, maybe a broken water pipe underneath the ski lift, and there is like a couple sitting in a ski lift right under that water burst, and there's just a very forceful constant stream of what I can only assume is ice cold freaking water spraying at this couple while they're sitting on this ski lift, which is something I've actually never been on. And after seeing this, yeah, I don't think I'd want that either, but it does seem like it was a constant 5 minute high pressure cold water stream spraying directly from under you while you're I don't know, maybe 25 feet off the ground. Which makes it kind of difficult to just be like, well, I'd jump off if that was happening, or and for some reason the ski lift is just stuck. So it's just kind of like a big freak accident. It's, you know, something that you couldn't make up. It almost seems like it was vindictive in some way. Like someone was like, oh yeah, well I'll show that couple that was real rude to me when I was buckling them into the freaking ski lift. I'll stop them right under that high power water thing that people love during the summer and not in the winter. But yeah, it looks like just a high powered bidet pretty much. And it's a constant 5 minute stream of that high pressure, and you're just kind of sitting there. It looks miserable. I would say I would rather go through that than the spinning. I don't think this is worse than the spinning at all. That's just my opinion. I would way rather not spin for like 20 minutes, however long that poor woman was spinning for. Ice cold water spraying at you at high speed underneath you, man. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I mean, obviously that would suck, but I that feels like something you kind of come back from. It feels like it's uncomfortable. 5 minutes feels like an eternity, probably. But no. I'd way rather be sprayed by that cold water. I don't know. Am I crazy? You've seen the sprayed water ski lift thing. I was telling him about your TikTok.
You're saying that instead of the spinning?
This guy's saying it's worse than the spinning. I absolutely
did he give
disagree.
Reasons?
No, but he was like specific about it being a 5 minute blast of ice cold water at you.
in the cold.
Yeah, in the cold.
Because you could go, I mean, they're both terrible.
They're both terrible. But one of them seems like you, after a day of some hot soup and maybe some rest and getting under a warm blanket.
How long does it, hey Siri?
Oh, my Siri went off.
We sound the same. Hey, Siri, how long does it take for hypothermia to set in?
Because
that's the deciding factor, right? Because if you had hypothermia, that wouldn't be good, obviously. But, like, dude, when you're spinning, that's just like a, this is never going to end.
I mean, and every part of your body is physically being forced to go into a trajectory it's not meant to go into.
Do we know what happened to that
lady? Let's find out. Let's see. Ski lift, also water pipe.
The fact that they had to stop the ski lift and they couldn't move it up.
I mean, just a little. That's what your TikTok's about.
But that got taken down. I think that the person's video got flagged.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Which makes me think that the lady's so not strange. Okay. TikTok is very strange. They're very strange.
All right, let's find out. It's this thing says, pipe bursts under lift. Blasting skiers with freezing cold water and 7-degree weather.
7-degree weather. North See, that's Carolina a lot. Resort. That's incredible. That's like painful cold.
Right, but they're also wearing like ski gear, which is like maybe a little bit protective, right?
I mean, it's all like cloth.
Right.
So if water or snow gets in there, you're still like crazy uncomfortable.
Yeah. But those things are meant to kind of like handle that kind of weather. I mean, not a blast of fucking water, but they're meant for that weather in some way.
For sure.
They're meant for that kind of temperature in some way.
Yeah.
I'd rather wear that than like a t-shirt and jeans
and be spinning
and be spinning and sprayed with that.
Yeah.
So it was a North Carolina ski resort. It blasted the skiers on the lift with freezing cold water in 7-degree weather. Yikes. The water was so high, it just sprayed so fast and they fell on top of each other and had bruises on their faces.
From the water?
Yeah.
Damn.
Emma Lopinto, one of the skiers who jumped. Oh, they jumped.
Yeah, that's what, who were we talking to?
Oh, so Darren. That's where the bruises probably came from. Oh, yeah, Darren texted us.
They jumped like, and they fell on their faces.
Oh, shit, okay.
So they fell like 25, 30 feet.
I have bruises from head to toe, some big, some small, just all over my body. I don't want to put the blame on anyone, she added.
But I'm pretty mad at that pipe.
Through tears. But that pipe was kind of rude. I just want people to know it was a more serious event than I think what's being said.
See, this is what I'm afraid of. That's why we tried so hard to figure out if the spinning lady was all right.
Man, you know, it's just that.
What else does it say?
That's it. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if we can find something new about it. But this one's from 2 days ago. From the Bro Bible.
Was that the lady who was sprayed was talking?
Yeah.
And she just had bruises? You're okay.
From head to toe. But she was like, I want people to know it's worse than they think. And to me, it's like,
fine, you're the one going through it. You're allowed to say that.
Well, totally.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, our human brains and human consciousness and the and gift of consciousness leads us to also potentially lead to the conclusion that maybe they're making it seem a little bit more than it was.
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, absolutely.
R.I.P. Bob Saget. I wonder how many people like fell off a ladder or whatever, got hurt. Like how many people were really, really injured on that show. And we're
just laughing at it.
Well, they're sending the tapes in.
Right, right. That's a good question. Yeah.
So it's all how you're in charge of your own destiny.
True. Yeah. Well, I feel like we'll see if there's more info on it another time, I guess, because there isn't really anything now other than just kind of that.
We'll follow the story as it develops.
We'll follow it up as it develops. Okay, let's see. Let's do like someone else is talking about it. Here's a new nightmare of the spinning woman being stuck under the cold water. So people are definitely sending this to us saying,
dude, like, what if the spinning lady was on the news and she was like, I don't like how people are laughing at this lady who was sprayed by the putt.
She came to and furthermore.
That's she good. Keeps getting further and more from the camera.
It was a slow burn for me because I was like, what is it? Oh, I see what's happening. That's good.
That's a video joke.
I guess I bungled how to pronounce something. Mercedes says, hi, Mike and Steve. I usually love hearing you guys bungle it on the pod. But Cortland really threw you under the bus by shouting out the name of his hometown in the last History Road segment. So I thought I'd try to help you out. Steve, God bless you. You tried your best. But here's the actual pronunciation of this Tsusassan place in Canada, I guess. British Columbia. It's pronounced Tuwasan.
Tuwasan.
The S is silent. Tuwasan. Why Tuwasan?
What'd you say?
It's home to a BC ferries terminal where the boats are never on time, a water slide park no one goes to, and to some dipshit named Cortland. Honestly, hearing Steve try to pronounce a word that I've been struggling with my whole life to pronounce made me laugh pretty hard, and overall was a pretty good bit. Okay.
It's like, so people, I guess, when people come to LA and they see Sepulveda Boulevard.
Sepulveda. My GPS says that.
Sepulveda.
Yeah. Turn left onto Sepulveda. Sepulveda Boulevard. Dude, when I have my AirPods in and I get tagged like in a dynamic banter thing and your name is in it. Like, what's your Instagram name?
Mike
the
Falzone.
Is it maybe the Mike Falzone? Because if it's that, it goes... No, my
Instagram is just Mike Falzone.
My headset doesn't...
TikTok?
So one of the things you message me on or whatever,
yeah,
puts your name all together and goes, the Mike Falzone. Or like, Mike Falzone. Mike Falzone. Mike Falzone has posted something online. Mike Falzone.
I've been told that I'm a two-name person.
Yeah.
Like,
there
I'm
are a lot of two-name people.
They say there. My whole name, yeah, when I think about me.
Yeah, is that, that's kind of an honor, right?
That's fine. I think it's enough syllables where, yeah, it's not too much of a chore.
Well, it's because it's like you're too unique to just be Mike.
Too many Mikes. Too many Mikes in our generation.
You deserve your full name being said. Like when someone goes to like someone's kingdom and they go, Sir Frederick of Pissington.
It takes them 15 minutes.
Yes. Arise for his eminence. Rory Commonsry, the Sorcerian Fortin Kind Barry Malton the 43rd Esquire.
The second.
Nine Pinecone Land.
The color blue.
So I guess you could thank Cortland. It felt like an Easter egg. For all the DB listeners in our corner of the world, I've been watching since SourceFed. It actually says SorkFed, which I hate when people do that. I hate when people say it wrong because it's actually SourceFed, not SorkFed. Sork.
SwordFed, when we used to be.
Feds, sword. When we were learning circus? How to be sword feeders. I'm on a steady diet of swords.
How'd you lose all that weight? Swords.
You wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't believe it if I told you swords.
Oh, boy.
And then it says, each new year brings more and more joy into my life. From distracting me at work to making me burst out laughing on public transit. Thank you, boys, for the jokes and giggles every Friday. Lots of love from this two-horn honk girl. Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Merced.
Merced.
Okay, let's do one more here. From Colton, it says, I'm one of those headline / excerpt guys, plus the boys technically save my life.
Technically. That's good. That's better than putting it in danger. We seem to do that every now and again.
Right, which is more often than not. Hi, boys. Don't say my last name. Shout out to Derek, etc. Anyway, enough about myself. Just a little more since you asked. A while ago, you boys were ripping on writers who like to make cringy puns in their article excerpts.
Uh-oh, somebody took it personal.
Well, I'm one of them. I'm an editor and writer, and the only goddamn fun I get is making cringe puns in excerpts. I mean, look, we're not saying it's wrong. We're just saying it's funny to make fun of it.
I think it's wrong. Fuck them. Have a different job.
Really? I like when it looks like this rainy day. Is gonna be cloudy.
It looks like this rainy day is a wash.
Looks like for Jared, this rainy day is cloudy with a chance of Jared.
And here we are at the pet races, and it looks like these puppies are really lapping up. I got my bed.
Right.
No, you're smarter than that.
It's great. So the next time you see one of those puns, I just know that it was the only fun that person had that day. Or don't. I don't really care either way. They're terrible and we all know it. Serious bit. Probably don't read this on the show since it's a bit of a downer. Oh.
Thank you so much for joining
us.
The next Surrounded show is on the 4th of February.
Do you think I should read it?
Don't ask. Don't include me in your decision-making process. He said, what was his exact words? Maybe don't?
Probably don't.
Probably don't.
My best friend since kindergarten died in a car accident 6 years ago. He was 23. Cue Blink 182 for the old boys, girls, and non-binary folks.
Sure.
He died on a freeway near Burbank. I won't specify. Damn, that's a bummer. I hate it. I hate it every time that happens. Mm-hmm. It's a young kid who dies in a car accident. So tragic.
People drive like crazy.
Condolences to you, Colton, from the DB boys. Yes. I was working on a couple of TV shows out in the same area, long 12 to 14 hour days. I listened to DB to keep myself awake during the early mornings and late night commutes. After working over 70 hours 1 week, don't tell the feds, I started to fall asleep on the road. Uh-oh. Bad news.
Not good.
No, no.
Luckily, we're here.
We're here. The loud boys are here. Steve yelled something and Mike burst into his amazing laugh. It woke me up enough to see the brake lights in front of me. I almost railed the car ahead going about 60 miles per hour. Holy shit. It was on the same freeway near the same area where my best friend died.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for being loud. Don't ever change. Okay, watching you guys. See, earlier Mike yelled at me for being loud, but to his defense,
it was a loud show.
Today was a louder show. Something happened with the volume initially. Bada boom, bada bit. By the time it gets to you boys and girls, non-binary babies, it just, you know, sometimes it gets EQ'd and it's not as loud. But yes, for poor baby boy Mike over here,
I'm
just getting blasted with that. I mean, this is unfiltered.
Right. I'm like the geyser lady, but with sound.
Yes. Dude, truly, you guys don't understand. By the time it gets to your ears, it is fixed.
Leveled out. Yeah.
Like right now, live in the studio, Mike's being blasted.
I wonder how many people throughout the years have been like, Mike's kind of a bitch as far as sound goes.
No,
just because it's been compressed and limited.
It's totally warranted. It's totally warranted. Every time, but in this case, it saved it this man's save him, life, which is very interesting.
Yeah,
kind of makes you think in the old coconut. But he says, thanks for being loud. Don't ever change. Watching you guys makes me remember what having a best friend was like.
Oh,
thank you for that. I know it was said before, but shout out to Derek one time. Warmly as hell, Colt. P.S. Please develop a soundboard app that y'all update with water is currently on the board or don't. That's cool too. What?
Who can make an app?
Please develop
whatever is currently on
the board. Oh, update with water. Oh, yeah. Oh, so there's an app, the DB board app.
Yeah.
So you can have your own soundboard with DB sounds.
Well, we would include some.
So
we talked about this before, like having a keychain.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah. Because Mike and I grew up with those little keychains with like Steve Urkel. Yeah. And you play it during class and shit. Yeah.
The machine gun sound that goes off way too long.
Oh, yeah. And then there was like the. Yeah, it was that one. Yeah.
It's like a machine gun, a fart, a like kissing, like an exaggerated then, kissing sound.
Yeah, and the one that was in the like Halloween decoration, the one's like
lasted too long. Kind of sounds like Adam Sandler. but that's a great idea. And dude, thank you for that history road.
Yeah, thank you. I understand you saying don't read it, maybe because it's kind of a bummer. You were concerned that maybe it would have bummed out the audience or maybe bummed Mike and I out.
It was also
but
sweet.
But truly, it was very heartwarming.
Yeah.
And we're very thankful for that. And obviously, I mean, like we said, condolences to you and everybody else who's affected by that tragedy. Mm-hmm. But we're thankful you're still around, buddy, especially if potentially we saved you from at least a not great accident.
Yes.
By being loud as fuck.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. We did it. We're heroes.
I'm going to think about that one for a little bit, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But on my walk home today, I'm going to be like, our loudness maybe saved someone's life. Yeah. That's so weird. The fact that we were loud, the fact that you laughed out loud with your big ol'.
I think it pretty much evens out with the amount of people that we put into danger.
Right. It might. Let's make it. Who can tally this?
Yeah, we'll have a fucking.
Yeah, we'll have a board. That says how many people almost died? How many people we saved?
Yeah.
No.
But even if we saved just one, is that worth more?
All right. Well, guys, look. What a great sode. What time?
What a happening sode.
What a happening sode.
Dude, the total coaster. 4th of next month are the next two Surrounded shows. Please come to those.
I'm there, baby.
Please come. At the Hollywood Improv Lab. Their early show and late show. Tickets are on sale 7 o'clock and 9:45. And then so many stand-up shows for me in between. I put them on my Instagram. I have a Bands in Town that I update sometimes. And also, they're normally always on the stories of my Instagram. You could find tickets to upcoming shows on the link in the bio section of the Instagram. And just a reminder that that new poster about Turn It All the Way Off, as well as the shirt that says Born Huggy.
Listen, nothing would make me happier than to see people wearing
when we
that.
Do shows again.
Dude, I it will kill me. See people wear that fucking shirt.
Somebody Born eating Huggy. A snack while wearing the board.
I want to see someone who's a little bit bigger get a smaller one. I want to see some tight hungies.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see some uncomfortable hungies.
Some stretchy hungies.
Stretchy hungies.
But I think that's pretty much it. I know I'm probably forgetting something. Thank you for telling us how you feel about the Digital Void episodes. We like doing that very much.
Yeah, tell us more about how you like it, because we might do more. I mean, Mike and I are obviously being safe and taking care of ourselves and wearing masks and doing all the stuff you got to do to not spread the bad stuff.
I've been wearing a football helmet every day for 2 months.
And I'm so proud of you, man, because finally I was like, Mike, you bonk your head one more time.
Mm-hmm. People are starting to get worried.
You bonk your head one more time and that's it, buddy.
You did say that's it.
I did. And I keep sending you videos of Mike Tyson's career. Yeah. And how by the time he got to an old man,
You want to get famous, you're gonna have to stop bonking your head.
I just want you to protect that old coconut you got up there, buddy. That's where the good stuff is. But anyway, so guys, check out the merch, check out the shows, check out the sponsors. Yeah. Helps the show out a lot. And check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/dynamicbanter.
Yeah.
That's where we've been posting all the video versions of the show, if you didn't know. And we've
shout
been
out
some,
Leah. Welcome to the team, Leah.
Welcome to the team.
Continued good job from Ryan. Dude, we're trying to do this push where we do more clips and stuff and get them up on TikTok. And hopefully with your guys' help, we spread them around the internet for a little while. Because when we were doing the live shows, we were like, wow, people are bringing their friends. And we're like meeting them afterwards and apologizing to their friends.
Right.
And their friends are being like, no, this was awesome. Yeah. I would listen to this all the time.
Now I'm a fan. Yeah.
So we feel like there's more people even still out there who we just haven't reached yet. So we would love your help in reaching a larger audience.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to grow this thing so we could have it for as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we got big plans for this little rickety old ship we call the DB, the SSDB.
We're going to forge the river.
Oh, yeah, man. We're forging on. And 2022 is going to be a very fun year for weird merch drops and shit. Can't wait to show you guys all the stuff we're working on, and perhaps we'll come to a city near you in this year as well.
Make sure you tell us where you're at, though.
Yeah, so that we can be like, oh yeah, maybe that's where we should go. Yeah, definitely would love to get to Canada at some point.
For sure.
Because man, so much. I know
British Columbia. So I guess we have a lot of people over
there. Yeah, over there in Saskatchewan. But anyway, well, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you so dang much.
Yeah.
And, from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate you. And hopefully we'll touch your hearts. Hopefully one day I get to touch your heart.
Hopefully one day we get to bring your kids to Disneyland.
Hopefully when you bring your kid to Disneyland.
What tier of the Patreon is
somebody else's kid? Oh, God. Honestly, it'd have to be in the six digits.
$15,000. To split between us both for watching your
let's say 25 day. For us both. Okay. 15 for one. Yeah. Come on, let's
we'll cut you a deal for two.
Yeah, let's not soft sell it. You know, we're a good time.
Your kids are gonna come back with some factoids.
Yeah, man. They're gonna come back and go, Mommy, I learned how to say
That's not good.
That was a HeadGum podcast.